The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern hosts Stanford on Saturday at noon Eastern time on ESPN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Let's just go right to questions, please.
Can do. At this time, we'll take questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Brian. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. How about you?
Doing great. Game week. Here we go.
Absolutely. Just want to ask you about Clayton and just kind of what led to the decision to make him starting quarterback, what you saw out of him.
Yeah, you know, we went through, you know, probably very similar analysis of a quarterback situation as every coach you've probably asked that's had a quarterback competition. You know, you look at the mental side of it, the physical side of it, all the reps that you could evaluate from playing winning consistent football, moving the ball, you know, leadership, all those things. And it was very close. All three guys had a terrific camp. But when we went down to the basics of what we were looking at, you know, we really felt like after looking at that Clayton was our starter. And, you know, what I'm most proud of is not only, obviously, him, you know, taking the job over, but more importantly, the way that Matt and Zach have been. They've been just outstanding. Their attitudes have been great, and the work ethic has not changed since, you know, we made the public announcement.
Did you have any hesitation in throwing a redshirt freshman in to an opener like Stanford with a good defense like that?
Yeah, you know, frankly, it has very little to do with whoever we were playing and a lot more to do with who we thought could be efficient and consistent in our offense and help our team win. So, you know, we looked at it from that standpoint. We didn't look at whether you're a redshirt freshman or a fifth-year senior or, you know, a redshirt sophomore. That had nothing to do with it. It had everything to do with who we thought was going to be, you know, the best quarterback that we could have to go out and win.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
A reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Bob Asmussen with Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm great, Bob. How are you?
Great. I want to ask you about Tim Beckman being fired down here. I know you're not here all the time, but can you tell me your thoughts about what happened?
Yeah, you know what, Bob? I really am focused on us and focused on this game, buddy. So that's where we've been. We've been in training camp, and, you know, I don't know enough about the facts to express an opinion.
How do you think Bill Cubitt will do as the new coach?
Well, I know Bill well. You know, I've known Bill for a number of years, and I'm very good friends with Bill and have the utmost respect for him, not only obviously as a coach and the success that he's had, but you know, we've been very good friends for a long time. So a ton of respect for Bill. He'll do an excellent job. And, you know, we've gone through adversity in the past year. And, you know, adversity causes one of two things to happen. It causes your team to fracture, your team to come together. And knowing Billy the way that I know him, he'll bring that team together.
Thanks, Coach. Good talking to you.
You bet. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Andrew Coppins with Matt Townbaggers.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit about the progression of Justin Jackson and, you know, what's different about him going into year two here as a starter?
Yeah, well, big difference. You know, obviously going through last season and then, most importantly, getting in the weight room and going through, you know, everything that we do from an off-season preparation standpoint to see the kind of success he had last year with just, you know, 6 weeks of summer school and training camp was pretty impressive. So, the good news is he doesn't have to shoulder the whole load. You know, we think we've got a handful of guys that'll, you know, be in there in the backfield for us. And, you know, he had a great rookie campaign and look forward to him taking the necessary steps to improve to be even better as a sophomore.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Go Cats.